B. Reading and Culture. Read and answer the questions. The National History Museum in London is such a fascinating and exciting place to visit that Mrs. Murphy loves going along when the school takes the children on trips there. It really is the best museum, and she finds that every time she visits, it seems to get better and better, and the kids are always good as gold because they enjoy it so much. It's important too for the kids to learn about endangered and extinct animals because, especially today, many animals are in danger of extinction and the biggest threat is human activity. It's a real race against time to try and save a lot of them. Climate change, from our effect on the environment, causes their habitats to become wetter or drier and warmer or cooler, and many animals can't adapt, so their numbers become fewer and fewer. Some animals are hunted and killed for their skin, horns, or, even more sadly, just for sport. This is why Mrs. Murphy thinks one of the most important lessons she can help teach the kids is how to help the planet's endangered animals, and visiting the museum really helps to hammer home the message. Hopefully, they will treat the planet and its animals better than we have and save us from losing some of the most beautiful animals like giant pandas, tigers and blue whales. This week, the school are taking all the Year 6 children to visit a special exhibition that is about the most famous of all the extinct animals, the dinosaurs. Dinosaurs all became extinct at the same time, which scientists call a mass extinction. The exhibition has stories all about the dinosaurs and what happened to them. The best part, though, will be the full dinosaur skeletons that they have put together, so it'll be like looking at a real dinosaur. Mrs. Murphy knows that the children are all hoping to see a Tyrannosaurus Rex, which was the biggest and scariest dinosaur. She thinks that they will also find some of the smaller dinosaurs interesting, too. She always thought the most exciting one was the pterodactyl because it could fly.